Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From Mike in Uniontown, I can't remember what the buzz was for Ben Roethlisberger pre-draft. Were there people who were indecisive about him, or were they sure? Well, he was obviously a top 15 quarterback, top half of the first round QB. Like, nobody questioned that because of the size, what he did at Miami of Ohio, winning games, completion percentage, throwing the ball down. I mean, he had all the things from a physical standpoint. But, man, don't you think if the Giants and if the Chargers could do it again, they'd have taken Ben?
Browns, right?
Well, absolutely the Browns.
Right.
But like Ben.
You're saying that the Rivers and Eli.
Yes. As good as those guys were. And Eli won two Super Bowls for the Giants.
Ben, that's a good question.
Ben's the best out of those three.
Yes.
And I think Rivers the best pure thrower of the football. And I hate to do this, but this is just a reality. What did he ever win?
Nothing.
And they had great teams. Great teams. And I'm taking nothing away from Rivers. I think he should probably be in the Hall of Fame, and Eli will be. Or is. Did he get in already? No. Two Super Bowls. So, I'm sure the Giants are happy with what happened, but, I mean, you compare Ben statistically side by side with Eli Manning. Eli got hot for a couple of playoff runs, and he was a good regular season quarterback. Ben was an elite regular season quarterback and also had the two rings. So,
I think it's a wash with the Giants. I think that it'd be close with the Chargers if you ask them. So I think that they got them. I think that they think that they got the most out of Philip Rivers, and if Ben was their quarterback, that they might have gotten the same out of Ben in that situation in San Diego.
I don't know that Rivers wins here behind the Steelers' offensive line. He got it out quick, like he would have adjusted. Smart guy.
Can't move like Ben did.
No.
Great.
No, and that line in 05, great line. 08, not great. 2010. With Rivers, they don't make the Super Bowl. Okay, he would have gotten absolutely murdered. All right, one more text question here at 412-928-9370. So if Sanders is dropping in the draft, it's because 20-plus teams, it'd be 20, don't think he's worth drafting. Why do you guys think Tomlin, of all people, is smarter about quarterbacks than the rest of the league? I don't. I think he's clearly, and I think they as an organization are clearly better than Cleveland. Clearly better than the Giants, clearly better than Indianapolis. It doesn't matter about all those other teams. You're thinking about the quarterback needy teams. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if the reason why the Saints were passing on Shedeur Sanders was because they don't want the smoke from Deion. Meanwhile, we heard in the last segment, Mike Tomlin reference his relationship with Deion Sanders. He ain't scared. Kellen Moore, a first-year head coach, probably doesn't want to deal with all that Deion Sanders smoke and criticism.
Absolutely not. Like, that's not... You know, that's just a recipe for disaster. If you have that baggage, that potential baggage, I should say, if you're a first-year head coach. And like you said, too, like, I mean, more than half of those teams don't need a quarterback. So it's not all 20 teams. If 20 teams were all eligible and needed a quarterback, okay, we could have this discussion. But more than half of the teams don't need a quarterback.
And the ones that do, I'm not going to look at it as some sort of disaster that they don't want the guy that I want. Like, they don't know what the frig they're doing. Meanwhile, Who's like the quarterback whisperer, the offensive guru in the NFL? There's a couple. I'll just come out and say Kyle Shanahan. Everyone loves Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan's is a genius. This flat brim hat wearing genius who, oh man, he's God's gift to coaching up quarterbacks. They moved heaven and earth to get Trey Lance, who stunk. And they passed on Brock Purdy a dozen times, as did the entire league. And Brock Purdy wound up being the quarterback that had them. He played well enough to win that Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. So he got a lot out of Brock, but couldn't make it work with Trey Lance. And that guy, this quarterback genius, thought, oh, we got to take that guy in the top five. Let's give up all this stuff to go and get him. So nobody knows. Like, that's one of the best in terms of offensive minds. He didn't know. So I'm supposed to worry about what the Browns organization thinks about a quarterback that I want? The hell out of here.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, the Browns passed on him. That's a huge red flag. No, they don't know what they're looking at. Come on now. The Giants passed on him. They don't know what they're looking at. They drafted Daniel Jones. They gave him $250
million. $250
million.
I could see the Browns trading back up into the first round to get him, though.
Yeah, I could see that.
To pair him with Henry.
I could absolutely see that. We'll also play the game. What do you do at 21st overall if there's no quarterback available? Play that game a little bit later on in the show or tomorrow. We've got two full shows before the NFL draft, which is 37 hours, 16 minutes, and 53 seconds away. 412-928-9370. All right, Albert Breer, he does this every year for Sports Illustrated, where he'll talk to anonymous scouts, front office executives, quarterbacks, coaches, sort of canvass the league on what they're thinking about different prospects, and he did it on quarterbacks. And here's a good eval-ish on Shedeur Sanders. He's the most interesting guy in the draft. The physical tools are good, not great. The arm talent, athleticism, size, all the core things a scout would look at are okay. You see him, he's accurate. He elevates his team. He's played good football under extreme spotlight. I do think that's important. I think he'll go fairly high, but if you're drafting him, you want to know every detail. I don't know what that last sentence means. He's accurate, tough, competitive in the pocket, got sneaky escapability for not being super athletic. So that's all good. Then an anonymous guy with a bat. This guy, if his last name was Breer, he joked, and he was coming out of Minnesota, he'd be a sixth-round pick. So you've got two different people that are being paid lots of money to work within the National Football League that have completely different opinions on Shedeur Sanders. So when we have fans blow up the text, this guy sucks. Maybe. And then when we sit here and say, hey, this guy could be the real deal. Maybe. So the way I look at it is, do you take a guy who falls into your lap at 21 this year, who you're guessing on, because you're guessing on everybody, or do you take a guy next year in the top 15 that you have to use maybe two first-round picks and a second-round pick and a third-round pick to move up and go get when you're also guessing on that guy? I'll take the one that falls into my lap.
Yeah. I mean, it's all based off of style and preference and kind of how you've been brought up, I guess, in the system of scouting and working in the front office. So, like, whenever one says that this guy will be a fifth-round pick, another says that this guy will be a first-round pick, it's all based off of style and preference of what you think a quarterback should be. And
System fits.
Moxie, things of that nature. And what we're trying, or what I'm trying to say, and I think what you're trying to say, is if you connect the dots, the style, the preference of Mike Tomlin, Shedeur Sanders' picture is right there. You know,
he got them intangibles.
Yes, it's a picture of Shedeur Sanders. Like, he fits, I think, what Mike Tomlin wants to do and how he thinks a quarterback should be.
Well, and the things too that I think he has that Kenny didn't, because obviously Mike Tomlin described him the same way he described Kenny, is he does have anticipation, and he's definitely a more accurate passer than Kenny Pickett. He just is. Texter, dude, calm down. Your voice sounds like a teen boy hitting puberty. No, yours does.
Got him.
I'm rubber. You're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me, sticks on you. And you're not invited to my birthday party. chew on them apples.